The country has enough immigration problems without scammers preying on people needing legitimate help. Yet that's just what happens. Shady or unqualified immigration services and their practitioners are ripping off innocents. But that might be coming to an end. Homeland Security, Justice, and the Federal Trade Commission are banding together in a joint initiative to stop immigration services scams. Joining us with details of what's going on is the Director of U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services, Alejandro Mayorkas. Good morning. Thanks for joining us once again.
Good morning. Thank you very much for having me this morning.
So tell us, first of all, the scope of the problem of scamming. I mean, how does this all work and how widespread is it?
Tom, it's unfortunately a problem that has persisted in cities and communities around the country. About 11 years ago, when I was the United States Attorney for the Central District of California, we prosecuted a number of these cases. And when I returned to government service almost 2 years ago, I learned that the problem had not abated. It is something that unfortunately vulnerable immigrants experience too wide and common a level.
So what is the joint effort among the agencies going to do to help this?
Amy, this is the first time that we have joined together all of our federal agencies who have equities in the prosecution of these cases, as well as joining together with state and local authorities. We have been working very closely with state attorneys general, for example, and local consumer affairs departments. We are collaborating. We have a multi-pronged approach, an approach that involves enforcement, education, and capacity building, development of more individuals and organizations that are actually qualified to assist immigrants. And the key is that we are going to have this time a sustained effort to address this problem with the hope that we eradicate it at a material level.
And give us an idea of the types of services that immigrants, I mean, I presume we're talking about legal immigrants, what kinds of services they routinely need, and where should they go for them?
Well, the first step in the process is, of course, to obtain a form to complete in one's application for an immigration benefit. And a initial signal that one is being deceived is if one is charged for that form, because those forms are free. We issue them free to applicants at U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services. And what it takes, which form to obtain, which benefit applies to one's situation, how to complete that form, what are the requirements of eligibility, these are the issues that people need to learn about in when applying for a benefit.
When a person realizes he or she has been victimized, in your experience, have you found that they are hesitant to come forward and report that, and that makes it even harder to fight this?
Amy, that is spot on. In fact, people are reluctant to report it. They're concerned about their own immigration status. Victims of crime are worried about retribution by those who have victimized them. And there's a general hesitancy. And what we have done is partner with local agencies and, most importantly, our critical community partners, community-based organizations, that work on behalf of immigrants that are in their communities, with the hope that we can break down that barrier of mistrust and assist people.
We're speaking with Alejandro Mayorkas, the Director of U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services. And what sort of outreach, if any, does USCIS have to the immigrant community to alert them as to what to watch for in seeking services?
Well, we have done a great deal, informed by the communities in terms of what the needs are, to get the word out. Our efforts are going to concentrate on empowering immigrant communities to avoid the unscrupulous individuals and businesses that seek to take advantage of them. And so we are introducing a brochure and poster, radio and print public service announcements, a new web resource center, including a web video, and billboard and transit ads. And importantly, our printed materials are going to be available in English and Spanish, and the materials online will be available in 12 additional languages.
Do you find that there is a specific type of person that does this sort of scamming? I mean, other than unscrupulous, is there some type of person that we need to watch for?
I don't know if there is any a particular characteristic of the individuals or the organizations that defraud immigrants. I would unscrupulous. I think scratches the surface because these are individuals that prey on the vulnerabilities of others.
Now you need a license in most places to cut somebody's hair or to, you know, pull a tooth. What about, is there any licensing or certification requirements for people offering immigration services?
Tom, there are licensed attorneys, and there are also accredited representatives or recognized organizations. That's the terminology. But representatives and organizations that do not consist of licensed lawyers can be approved by the Department of Justice to provide immigration services to individuals.
When does this new partnership take effect, and when can people who would be using your services start to see some effect?
Well, we have been working on this initiative for 18 months. When I returned, as I mentioned, to federal service, I observed that the plight had continued, and we, at that point in time, launched the effort, and we've been working on it for 18 months. So the materials are in the public hands. We really need people to spread the message, which is why I am so grateful to the both of you for having me on this show. And our web resource center, the Federal Trade Commission's public materials are available on the FTC website and DOJ as well. So we are active.
And I just wanted to ask you, you know, in terms of your own time that you spend on the job, which I imagine is quite long hours. I mean, the debate in the country and all the discussion publicly has been about illegal immigration. We sometimes forget that there are millions of legal immigrants who want to be here and should be here and should avail themselves of what we have to offer. How much of your time is spent on the illegal immigration issue versus making sure that legal immigrants are served properly?
Well, my agency, U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services, administers the lawful immigration system, and we receive over 6 million applications for benefits every year. We naturalize 600,000 to 700,000 individuals every year. So, Tom, you are correct. My focus is, in fact, on the individuals who are eligible to receive benefits.
All right. So this partnership is up and running, and what's the very next manifestation that we'll see of it?
I think you're going to see more of it. You're going to see the public materials disseminated broadly. You're going to see individuals and organizations and communities actively engaged in addressing this problem. And our hope is that we're going to see increased prosecutions of the individuals who try to take advantage of others.